Simin Kuf Tzadi, Sif Lamed Vov, Fru Lamed Tes, Bezer Hashem. The Mechaber says, Bodka Atma Ve'ichein Abadiklo, Afili Nichos HaShomer B'Tevoso Matal Avdam, Adz in the Ramah, Eino Tmeyo, Elo in Yish Breiki Gris Vo'ir. This is the din of Bidiko with the Ichein Abadiklo, that Allah has been passing like the Rambam and the other Rishenim that passing, not like the Rajbo, that you're only Tahiro up until a gris. But more than a gris, she's Tameo. Vedafka says, Ramah Vedafka beit beinani dahinu she'in chaskasei bodi kolei maluchluch. Avin bod katzma beit chaskasei maluchluch. Gen shlokcho eid mi mokum shedom metuyun sham. She chaskasei she kvar hoya ba iksamim. Bod katzma beit beinim tzalaf kesem. Tahiro fili yis mechi gris. If you took the dirtiest type of aid, aid which is not bodik bechlal, maluchluch, then even more than a gris, a woman will be tohar. Now, it's interesting to note that the Gemara, inside the halacha, they bring down this halacha, vodka atma beichin and vodka lo, afilu nichosu yishomu b'teivosu matal avdam. And the Gemara talks about hinichosu b'kufso. The Beis Meir's Madaik, what happens that the Gemara says, dafka b'nichosu b'kufso, l'chur, we should just say a bigger chiddush, that you did a b'dika, eichin and vodka, and you checked it right away. Even so, you're not tame if it's less than a gris, or according to the Rajba, even if it's more than a gris. Why is the Gemara say dafke nichosu b'kufso? And the halacha is also brought down. Afilu nichosu shomer b'tivoso. It says lachor it's meduyik that if you would have checked it right away, then in a chanami you would not be able to be teila whatever you find on it in the fact that it's ain't a bodik. Because if you did a bedik, if you checked the aid right away after the bediko, then you'll be able to tell whether or not this dam came out right now or was already there from beforehand. Lachor you see that it's wet, you see that it's fresh. You're able to tell that the dam is from now, and it's not from the zman when the aid was not bodik. L'chor, that's the mashmoyis of the mechaber. Afilu v'nichosu shomer b'teivosa, matzal of dam. So about every case, even in the case of v'nichosu b'shomer b'teivosa, that there's no place for it to have gotten dirty afterwards, but it has to be, you need that amount of time afterwards, that it has the chirlis for the dam to dry, that you have the ability to have it be mistafik. Did the dam come b'shasta b'diko? Or did the dam come earlier at the time that it was enobadik? Lule de mistafina amino, a number of the Erlim was murdered this in the Taz later on in Sif Lametes. And the Akhrenim said the Chavazdas is Medaikis. There's a famous Taz that says that doing a bedik is not a daraisa. The Lashon of the Taz is, Dotarvayo lav daraisa, Diminatero ein ha'isha tmeo, afilu rosa, achatargish yotadam vibisara. Conversation is there. The only time that a woman is tamei with the rice is if she has argosho. V'chol shelo yergisho, she doesn't have argosho, v'kinchon, she does a bedika, v'lo yiroso al ha'eid, v'achar kech mota al ha'eid. Ha'vezeh din kesem. She doesn't see it on the aid, and then she saw it on the aid later on, and has din of a kesem. What does he want with those words? V'lo yiroso al ha'eid. What do you mean v'lo yiroso al ha'eid? So if there was nothing on the aid, and then only came afterwards, there's no question about it. What does he mean v'lo yiroso al ha'eid? What is he talking about? Since we're talking about an aid she'ein abadik lo, it means that you didn't check it right away. L'rosa le'aid right away after the bedika. Therefore, you don't know did it come now b'shas the bedika or did it come at the time that it's ain't abadik. And you found it only later on. You're able to be teila that it's a kesem. It didn't come right now. You don't have a safek. V'alach l'chayra, that should be true. Akol afi rei se'ini amir. But be'etzem, kol kama that a person checked it right away and saw that it's fresh dam, then even if it was in a bodik, he has no makom to be teila. Now, this that you're allowed to be teila up until a gris, is that dafka when it's ogul, like we find by hinichos tachas akar tachas akeses, like it says in Sif Lamedale, that there's a chilik between whether or not it's ogul, whether or not it's mashuch, or is it even when it's mashuch? Even though l'chur pashtas mashuch, there is no echocha that it came from a machilis, the pashtas that it came from shas b'ziko. What do we say by Eish Enobadik Lo? The Chur over here, the Mechaber says him, and he's not Mechalik. So, Bepashtis, the reason why you only Torah, only Ad Kigris, is because you, after Gris, you can't be Tehillim Machilis. If it's Moshech, also you can't be Tehillim Machilis. That's why in Chazdach Zakar, it's Moshech. It's Mufka from Machilis. The Chur should be Tami. And that's the way that the Balamar goes, Allah Lamaiso. By Eish Enobadik Lo, he's Chirlik on the Raivid, and he holds that the only time that you're Torah is Dafka when it's Ogul, Pachat Mechigris. He's coming lafuki from the Ravid, who says, not that way. The Ravid says ahead, yeah, that even if it's Mashuch, then nevertheless you're going to be tar by Eichein Abadik Lo. And the Ramban says the same thing ahead, yeah, in Perek Dalet Halacha Mem Vav. He says, if by Eichein Abadik, say whether or not it's Mashuch, say whether or not it's Ogul, or Ogul, or Mashuch, nevertheless you're going to be tor, because pachs mechigris beishin and badiklo you have up until igris. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, he wants to make a tole in whether or not it's daraisa derabanan. When you hold more than a grist, it's only tar up until a grist. More than a grist is the tamei midaraisa or tamei derabanan? That was machlekes in the Gemara. According to Rebbe, tamei midaraisa. According to Bechiyah, tamei midarabanan. How do we pass from halacha lemaisa? So it's not clear. He says lachur, if you hold that it's only derabanan, so the same way that any kesem we allowed to be tailing in machilis up until a grist, and it's whether or not it's avol or it's mashuch. So it's also over here. However, if you hold it as daraisa, then it's not going to be avol, and not if it's going to be mashuch. Now, it's a little bit schwer, because the pashas of the Rambam seems to say that it's tmei mishum nido, and he's not machaber between ogul and moshuch, just like the machaber. Even though in the halacha right beforehand, when he gets on echos tachas karet tachas kesses, he says the chal between ogul and moshuch. When it comes to eichir and abadik, well, he's not machalik, and that's lechore the pashas lashon of the machaber also. He's not machalik. Mashmois would be that sai v'sai, even if it's moshuch, it should be tar. What's the reason why? Where is the mokdim yichal between the nechaz tachas akar and tachas akeses that it's dafk of its ogol, as opposed to eid shein abadik that it's even if it's mashuch? Say the achrenim, say the tarach of masodim, that when it's nechaz tachas akar and tachas akeses, the way that it could have gotten dam on it is if you put it down on top of a machrilis, or you put it there and a machrilis gets smushed on top of it. Something happened to smush it. Memela, when you smush machrilis, the dam is going to come out, even if it doesn't come out perfectly round like with a compass. However, it got smushed straight down, then the dam is going to turn out onto the bedika cloth. It's going to be round. However, if we're talking about an eichin abadik cloth, we don't know what happened with it. It could be that somebody used it to, there was already dam there, and somebody tried to clean up dam, kincho boy, to be mekaneachet, or anything else that could have happened. Somebody stuck their finger inside and there was dam on it, and it went into the thing. That could be that it's even mashach, since you don't know, even though we only matered up to the amount of machrelis. However, it could be that the way that you clean the dam of the machilis or any other dam that came on of it onto it could have been in an oifin that it's mashuch, and memelo you're allowed to be matar even if it's mashuch. The truth is, we look at the machzis a shekel here. He's medayaket in the lashon of the Rama. The Rama adds in for some reason a double negative, right? Lachar, if we didn't have this Rama, then we'd be totally fine. The machaber says umatzlov dam tameya and yesh breki gris. Adds in the Rama a double negative. Ein atmeya elo im yesh breki gris. What does the Rama want? It says the machzis a shekel. It's really hagod the machzis a shekel from the dying from Vilna. He says that he's coming to say that kol shepachas micha gris is going to be tar no matter what it is, sar whether or not it's ogol, even if it's mashuch. Ein atmeya elo. There's no oifin that you're going to be tamei when it's less than a gris, even if it's mashuch. Still you're going to be tar. Which would be mashma slightly lechur that the mechaber is saying not that way. The mechaber is saying tmeo it's dafka if it's ogul, but if it's moshech not that way. Comes along there matzah saying no, even if it's moshech. Not mefurish, and maybe he's just trying to mefarish the mechaber. Lechur that would be the pashtas. Now when it gets to how does the mechaber taka paskin? If we want to say it's a shulchan or harav, it's telling whether or not you hold that more than a gris you're telling me the raisa or telling me the rabbanon. How does the mechaber hold? What does the mechaber hold by more than a gris? So you tell me the raisim and tell me the rabbanon. Who cares? What's the difference if you tell me the raisim and tell me the rabbanon? So this is one nafkamina, l'chari mashuch. But we saw in the Taz says there is no nafkamina in Tzivkar Chav Dalim. That's why it doesn't make a difference, the Torah, whether or not you're telling me the raisim or telling me the rabbanon. Saivi say you're telling me b'zman hazeh, there's no karbanas. Machdash tais, whether or not it's me the raisim or the rabbanon. However, as we'll see, hopefully the Olam did already see, the Gemara in Daf Samach Amud Aleph says that there is a big nafkamina whether you tell me the right or you tell me the rabbanon. And that is, let's say two women wear the same beged, and afterwards they find the kesem on the beged. The halacha is that you can't be tailing one more than the next, then they're both tummy. If one is musulekes and another one is not musulekes, then the one that's not musulekes is tummy. Let's say there's one that's already tmeya from beforehand. Then the halacha is you're allowed to be tailor that it's from the tmeya. What happens if the lady's only tummy because of a kesem? She's not tummy midaraisa. She didn't have a ri'ah. She's only tummy because she woke up in the morning and she has a kesem and she tried to rack her brain where could this dam come from, and she can't remember. Did she pass by Shukshot Tabachim? Did she was in Saska B'tzipur? She doesn't remember. Mimele we say, okay, V'shukshot Tabachim layovru, B'tzipur layin the Saska, hai dam heichin bo. Where's the dam come from? It must have come from you. And therefore, you're tmeya. Do we know for sure that she's tummy? No, like that Chayin Mes that we saw at the beginning of the Siman. Every Kesem is Bez Mesfek Tveik. We don't know Vada that she's a Tmeo. Since we don't know Vada that she's a Tmeo, and it's only because we didn't have any other place to be Tehillah the Dam, therefore we said that it came from her, therefore she's no more Tamei Be'etzem than the First Lady, because we don't know that she's a Vada Raya, like the Rishonim say, and therefore we would not be able to be Tehillah the Dam in her. If we knew that she was Tmeo because she had her Eod Midaraisa, we'd be able to be Tehillah in her. But now that it's only Kesem Midaraban, we can't be Tehillah in her. Ebazay, we see that there is a big nafkamina whether or not the woman is tummy midaraisa midarabanan. What's the din by Eishin of Badaklo? Is she tummy midaraisa or is she tummy midarabanan? So the truth is that the Pashas, this is the machlokes in the Gemara between Rebbe and Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya holds you tummy mishum kesem. Now we saw in the Gemara that Rashi learns tummy mishum kesem doesn't mean a tummy midarabanan. He means a tuma safik. Kolorimar, says Rashi, doesn't mean that imam is a tummy midarabanan. It means tuma safik. Dainu, is it? Did it come b'shas b'dika? There's a suffix the rice of a hargosha. It's not like a kesem, which vade she's not a tmei midaraisa. She had no hargosha. Here, it could be on the tzad that it came from her, then she's tmei midaraisa because she had hargosha. We're going to tell you that she had hargosha, but tell us of hargosha said. So it's a tuma suffix. Did it come from her, or did it come b'shas that it was eno badik? And the Ritva says this also. He says the chur, it's a tuma. It's not mamash a kesem. It's a either the raisa or we have a tliya from that it came b'shas that it was eno badik. So according to that, Sai, the tzad that she's tamei is a tzad of the araisa. However, it seems that lahalacha, the achrenim did not nem on like this, and they understood that tumas kesem is the tumah derabanan. And the Sidra Taira, Shulchan Aruch Harav, most of the achrenim understood that the tumas kesem is the, why did they use the lashon Sidra Taira's ma'ur? Why did they use the lashon of tumas kesem? We should have said it's a tumas sofik. If it's alamai, we meant to say that in achrenim it's taka tumah derabanan. Now, like we mentioned in the past, when you get to a woman that finds dam biyachad in the meir glaim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav over here says, the Makor is over here, Sefkat Anayin Aleph, he says that, Sefkat Anayin maybe it is, that even if you want to say that she's Tmei Mishum Kesem, nevertheless, it's not going to have all the coolest of a Kesem. Dehainu, Kofz Michigrist, Ken Zayin, it's not going to have the Dovashin Makabal Tumo, Ken Zayin, it's not going to have the coolest of Dovashin Makabal Tumo. Why? It doesn't say Kofz Michigrist. It's not going to have the coolest of Dovashin Makabal Tumo because it's a shayla v'daraisa. Even though we reckon it to be a kesem, but yesh boi mishum jor daraisa. There is a tzad that it came b'shas b'diko, and therefore there would be a daraisa. Maybe on a daraisa dik level, I don't know if to be chayshish for it, so she's only tmei midarabanan. However, there's a jor midaraisa. It's not like a regular kesem that, even if it did come from her, there's no tzad that's daraisa because she didn't have argosha. Here there is a tzad that's a daraisa. Therefore, it's more common than a regular kesem. It's not going to have the coolest of darshin makabal tuma. She does a b'diko with darshin makabal tuma. Still, it's not going to have the tumas kesem. Nevertheless, many of the Achorinim understand not the way that it's Kesem Kipshutei Mamish, it's Derabanan. If that's the case, then the Achorin would have the coolest of Mashuch also. And I think the Shulchan Aruch Harav even himself wants to say that even if you hold that it doesn't have the cool of Ein Makabal Tumah, it will have the cool of Mashuch, it's only Derabanan. How do we paskin Halacha L'maisa? So, if you look at the Berah girl over here, he says, where's the Makor for the Mechaber? B'raisa Shom Daf Yudalid Amar Alef Amar Beiz Ukerevi Haram Bam Shom. He understands that we're going like Rebbe. Rebbe is Tmeya Nida Midaraisa. That the once it's more than a grist, then Enechanami she's Tmeya Mishum Nida. L'chur l'fi that is very Gishmak, the Ramal Zagor now. The Ramal is coming to be Magia and say that Enechanami l'fi the Mechaber, where the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that Moshech, Pachos Micha Grist, is telling you whether or not you hold that more than a grist, you're going to be Tmeya Midaraisa Midarabanan. So according to the Mechaber, the way that the Berah Gaila learns, she's Tmeya Midaraisa. And Mimela, since she's Tmei Midaraisa, therefore, Pachs Micha Gris, she's only going to be Tar if it's Ogol, you have a Yechocha. But if it's Moshech, you're not going to be Tar. Comes along the Aramata saying, no, Einay Tmeya Elo, she's Elo if it's more than a Gris, but less than a Gris, even if it's Moshech, it's going to be Chorlik on the Mechaber and say that anything less than a Gris, even if it's Moshech, is going to be Tar. Now, Lachar, it's not Mukach to say that the Mechaber learns like the Rambam. It happens to be B'derech Klal in all of, I think, Dalar Chalki Shulchan Aruch. Very, very often, the Shita that the Mechaber goes with, as we saw, a lot of times he quotes a verbatim, like he saw in Kuf Tadayal, but Mamesh Vart for Vart, that he takes the lesson of the Rambam, even though the other Rishonim that say that way. There's the Rajba, the Rambam, we get to Ishu that finds Dam Meir Glayim. He took the lesson of the Rambam Vart for Vart. That's how the Mechaber goes very, very often, and he, Memelo, makes sense, and he's going like the Rambam that Yotmei Mishum Nido. However, L'Charis Namuchach, La'alach, if we go like the Rambam, then Pashtas, I think Rav Peskim understand, and that's the way Rav Peskim go to Maisa, that Pachs Mechagris, even by Moshech, you're going to be Tahar. Like we mentioned in the past, the Beis Yosef says that Beis Yosef is going to write a sefer on the Rambam. However, he wrote it on the Torah because the Torah already brings down more shitas. You bring it right on the Rambam, it will take him much longer to write his pirush. Beis Yosef, that was he ended up writing Kesef Mishnah. La'aloch l'maisa, pach mechagres is going to be Torah even if it's mashach. Now this din of eight chain of baduk is not sonar gev is manenu. Why is that? Because most people aren't going to use the aid which is not baduk. And even if you have an aid chain of baduk, the hainu, it's the type of aid chain of baduk we paskin. We have to see how we paskin in sef lamerches, lamertes, lamerches. However, even if we paskin like the Ramban and Tosfos, that aid chain of baduk means that you checked it and you put it down and you didn't check it afterwards and you did a bedika, still, l'chera, you're not going to have the coolest of aid chain of baduk. The hainu, you took it out of the package and you checked it, and it's clean. You put it down, and then she did a bedikah without looking at it again. Where could the dam come from? Bederach klal, we don't have machrasin walking around, and bederach klal, there's no makom to say that the dam would have come from. Now, if she has a tliya, 100%, terrific. But to say without a known tliya that it should be tar, the same way that we say that an eight chain of baduk without a known tliya is tar, that lachura say the place gives my name. The lady speaks this out. That in a chanami, it's not so pashit that we have any tliya. Anytime that you do have a tliya, terrific. But to say that we have no tliya, to say they have a tliya without knowing it, there is no dam that's hanging around the house, unless you know of a kesem, or you know of some sort of, and therefore, the pashit would not be able to be tailored. However, there are small little dots that float around, and they come on medika cloths, and little black dots, little red dots, not just lint, mamish dots and pieces, little pieces, that it is anabodic, because even if the woman would have checked it, she would have missed it. And since she would have missed it, so clapping those things, it's bodic. There are people that have a sharp eyesight, and the people, a lot of Mayer Hadro, that they have a sharper eyesight, and they know what to look for, and they see these things, and if it would be dam, then even that small amount theoretically could be problematic, depending on what size it is and what containment. Nevertheless, it's considered anabodic clapping these things, because these things are float around, and you wouldn't have to worry that maybe came shas bedika. Some say if it's mamash looks like it's a chilek over the bedika, it's clearly part of the bedika, then you should have to worry. Now, with regard to these small little pieces, there is a big nafkamina as to exactly what type of piece it is that we're talking about. What's the size? If it's something that it's big enough to see, just you when you look at it quickly, you're going to pass by it. That means it's eight chain of baduk. Now, with any eight chain of baduk, for example, the halacha of this case, the halacha is that, let's say a woman finds on it dam, pach mechagris. Eight chain of baduk, and she finds dam, pach mechagris. What's the halacha? She's allowed to say that the dam came from the time there was in a baduk. However, let's say it's a hefsek taro. Does the bedika count? Let's say it's a yerim rishin or yerim shvi, and she only did one bedika. Does the bedika count? You're right, you're allowed to be tailed. It's not going to be metame you, the dam, because I'm allowed to be tailed that it came from beforehand. But lachur, it's no different than any other tliya that we say that it's only a tliya. We never know vadai. Since we never know vadai, so therefore, it's only a tli, it's not 100%. Klapi the bedika, certainly for hefsek tara, you want to be machzik that she's not a raya anymore. You can't be machzik she's not a raya when he found dam on it. You could say the dam came from somewhere else, but you don't know for sure. So how can you say that she's not a raya? Or bedika seim rishim yeshvi, which are ma'akiv. You need to know for sure that she's not seeing dam. It's not enough to have a tliya. So if she has another bedika for this day, terrific. But if she only has one bedika for this day, then l'chura, she has to do another bedika, even if the bedika is not going to be matamaher. Any time that you're toila a bedika, and the bedika is a bedika which is ma'akiv, which means it's either hefsek tayra, or it's yom rishon or yom shvi, and she has no other bedika, she's only doing one bedika, then she has to do another bedika. Ma'aseh shoyei kachoyo, Erev Shabbos, somebody came, yom shvi, he told him by yom shvi, and he came with a bedika and a kesem. So, kesem was okay, however, it's a little bit troublesome that you see a kesem on Yom Shvi. Kesem was alright, the bedika was not alright. Bedika was not alright, and I said to them, I'll tell you the truth, any dam comes out on Yom Shvi, so then you have to know what's going on. I said, what's going on? Are you after birth, on pills? Yeah, after birth and on pills. Okay, that's already two strikes against you, I mean, Baruch Hashem. But very often, if a person's not careful with the pills, they're a little bit off, then dam could come out. Look at it, I said, I'll tell you the truth. It looks to me, from the size and the color and the placement, whatever it is, it looks like it's probably a petza. Could be that she has a petza. Yeah, she already has from a month ago, she has a petza.
So it could be a tailor. So that's already not so simple that it could be a tailor. Even if it could be a tailor, you have to do another bedika. So the petzel was on the cervix. So what? How are you supposed to do another bedika? So I told him, I sent him to a certain rabbi and said, maybe he'll be able to be a tailor for you. If not, go to a bedeke. Bekitzer, he went to a bedeke. He called me back about half an hour later. And he says he went to a bedeke. Sure enough, two pitzaim. Two pitzaim, and it's not shaykh to do bedeke with an aid. So what are you supposed to do? So in such a case, you have a tliya, Baruch Hashem, but you're a mishri, and you can't do a bedeke. So what do you do in such a case? So certain cases, you could do bedeke. We'll have to wait till Kuf Tadivav, exactly when we say that you're allowed to do bedeke, not all the way till the end. You don't. Generally, a person has to, the woman has to stick her finger in as far as she could go. That's what it says in Halacha, and that's what it says in Ramah. In certain cases where the only way for do bedeke is not to stick her finger in as far, then there are possibilities. In this case, what she did was, while she was by the bedeke, and this is what they do, is that they use an applicator. They use like a big Q-tip, is what it's like, and they bypass the areas that are problematic with the dam coming out. And they do bedeke with that, because that way you could bypass the problematic places and do a bedeke. But that was his only bedeke, Mela. That is what one would have to do on a Yemashvi, where somebody has a petzel, and there's no way for them to do bedeke, then Bepashtis, we'll have to wait to see when we get to Kuf Tadivav. Bepashtis, in such a case, you have to go to Bodeke to have her do a Bedika for you. So you should have at least one good Bedika for your Mishvi.
In a
gris worth of aid, makam for the aid?
There's no
hargash in that case. Very good. In that case, it could be that's considered dam vade migufa. In that case, we'll be telling that dam vade migufa. Agav, I just want to point out from here that even in a case where somebody sees dam and a kesem on yom shvi, the bodeket said that there was two pitzaim, one of them was bleeding without, was just dripping dam without her doing anything. So that means not to give up hope. Even on Yom HaShvi, it looks like there's a kesem. What could be going on? Even if she has a pesa, what is it? It was dripping out. Pasha is dripping out, dam is dripping out, and the mela, that's where it's from. Now, if you're being matar the dam because it's the H anabotic. You're being tailor dam. But let's say the pieces are so small that most people wouldn't see them. However, somebody that has a very sharp eye will be able to see these things. And it could be that this refers to il real dam also. And that is, in such a case where it's very difficult to see, and only somebody with a very sharp eye might be able to see these tiny specks of dam, which often those things mean that it came from a pet also. But in such a case, then it's not just begeder inabadik. It's begeder lo yinit natar lamalachi asharis. That something the only way that you could see it is with a magnifying glass. Let's say somebody he's looking at a magnifying glass, he sees something, he's looking at a magnifying glass, and then he sees something that he didn't see before him, but now that he's looking with a magnifying glass, he's able to see it. And he looks at it, sure enough, yep, it's dumb. Bring it to the laboratory. It's dumb for sure. Is she tmeil? But pashtus in that case, if you rave paiskim, as Ramesha says, if you rave paiskim, in that case, since you only saw it al yedei a magnifying glass, it's not considered as if that is dam that the Torah was asr, the same way that when you open up your mouth, you have all types of flying creatures that go into your mouth, whether you see them or not. They're so small. And there's no problem to eat them, because you don't see them. And what you don't see, halachically, doesn't exist to a certain extent. Therefore, if it would be so small that most people wouldn't see it, we'll see when we get to the halachas of bedika, exactly, of these things, of maris and other things. When, if it's so small that nobody would see it, Ken Zayin, it has a din of Leinin Atar L'malach Yesharis, and it counts as a bedika also. That would be just with regard to the tiny little pieces. The last nikud over here in the Sif is what we mentioned in Kuf Tzadi Aleph, and that is that L'chor the Mechaber was Seser himself. In Kuf Tzadi Aleph, we saw the Gemara says in Daf Yudal Adam and Beis that Rabbi Yosi goes in the Shitasa, Rabbi Yosi that's Metaher by Isha that finds dam together with her Meraglayim, and Rabbi Yosi that's Bodka Be'eche in a Badakla, and she finds dam, he's Matar, he goes to Shitase. Now, the Gemara says on the Afnum Testament base that we pass like Rabbi Yosi by a lady that finds dam with her Meraglayim. That being the case, L'chor, we should pass like Rabbi Yosi by Eche in a Badakla. The Tola example is there. Nevertheless, the Mechaber Lahedi goes not this way. The Rambam, the Ravid, they go not this way, and they say that even though in Kuf Tadi Aleph by Isha Shishtino Yota Dami Miraglaim, we pass that she's to her lagamra, like the Gemara passed from Daphne Testament Beit. When it comes to Badka Beit Shein or Badka Law, we do not pass in like Rebbeiti. We pass in like either Rebbe or Rebchia, not exactly clear, like we mentioned. Rebbe like Rebchia, that only up until a gris you're Tehera, and more than a gris, she's Tmeo. What's the Pshat Lacher? The Gemara is Medamit, how can we not be Medamit? We mentioned beforehand that the Balamar and the Rajba, they already asked this in the Kuda. The Rajba, the Inachanami, they pass in that the same halacha by both of them. Says the Rajba, you can't be Mazakish or Lebe Trey. According to the Gemara, the two halachas are Tali Zebazer. And even if you think that they're not Tali Zebazer, the Gemara is Madamet. Reb Zera was Madamet. According to Reb Zera, the Tali Zebazer, who are you to come along a number of hundreds of years later and decide that it's not Dami? So if you look at the Ravid, which was brought down in the Beis Yosef, in Sif Lamed Vav over here, he says they're not the same. Why? He says that even though we paskin like Reb Yosi over there, but from the fact that the Gemara is Shokol Vatari, there's the Shokol Vatari like Reb Chiyo, or Daf Yudalid, vice versa, says we paskin. What's he saying, Lechero? You're right that Reb Ziru is Medamit, but the Gemara earlier held not that way. The Gemara earlier held that the Halacha is not like Reb Ziru. Reb Ziru says that Tzoli Zebazeh. But the Gemara earlier, from the fact that it has a Shakla Vatari in Reb Chiyo, if we don't pass in Reb Chiyo, why would we have a Shakla Vatari in Reb Chiyo? Vice versa, the Gemara earlier understood that we do not pass like Reb Zera, we're not going like Reb Zera, and according to the Gemara earlier, in a Chanami we pass like Reb Chiyo, and therefore, even though the Gemara passes later on like Reb Yisi, it doesn't mean that over here we pass like Reb Yisi. Not only that, the Rav Magid, he says a different shot, he says, the Halacha is Kirebi Mechaveri. Mechaveroi, Mechaverov. And Memel, in this case, Rebbe is Chirlik with either Reb Yosi or Reb Yisraelik with Reb Chiyo. And Memel we pass him like Rebbe, not like Reb Chiyo. Even though Reb Zera is Madame, but in Klali Epsak, it's clear that the Gemara goes not like Reb Zera's Dimyon, and we pass him like Rebbe over here, or Reb Chiyo over here, and we pass him like Reb Yosi over there. That's the Chir to go away to get out of the steer in the Psak and the Mechaber. Sif Lamed Zayim, Bodka Be'etsh, Atma Be'etsh, Eina Bodekla, V'tok Tzubi Arecho, V'chakinim Tzlav Dam, Afilik Yigris V'oy Tehero. This is the case that both Rashi and Tesla says that by Vodka Beishin and Vodka Law, it doesn't say Tachsa Birecha, it says Zinichas Bekufso. Because if it would say Tachsa Birecha, then you'd have Trey Sveiki Lekula, says Rashi. Tesla says it's a Svek Sveiko. Rashi says a lesson of Trey Sveiki Lekula. It doesn't exactly say it's a Svek Sveiko. Now he doesn't say, Rashi does not say what the halacha is. Trey Sveiki Lekula. And what's the halacha? Yuter Lengamri, Yuter Arki Gris, Yuter, what's the halacha? You're only tummy mishum kesem, you're not tummy mishum nido. Rashi doesn't say. La lochet mevur in the mechaber narmo, that they understood your Torah legamri. Tachs b'reicha, mechak nimtza lov dam, afilu ki gris v'oy ter. Even if it's more than a gris, she's ter. Now, lechur is tamua, because, like some of the other may ask, maman of shach, that's when the shach is more this nakud already. And the shach says, both of the tzadim that we have to be matar, the eight shein of badak and the tachs birecha are two svaras that only matar up until a gris. Badka beit shein of badak lo, we paskin that only up until a gris your turn. Tachs birecha, we paskin even those that are mekel, the rajba that's mekel, the halach lemais, it's only up until a gris. But we got to even paskin we're more machmer, we hold that it's not even up until a gris. But those that are mekel, it's only up until a gris. So we have two tzadim to say that we can be tailored to machmeris up until a gris. They both come together, and now we're matar and gansen, even more than a gris. Where is the tzad? There's no tzad lachar that should be more than a gris. Bodka beit shein and bodka is only up until a gris. Nachas b'reicha is only up until a gris. Where do you get a kula to be matar more than a gris? So lachura, the pshat is that in a chanami, in it of itself, each svara by itself only matters up until a gris. But it's not that the svara can only matter up until a gris. It's that we only matter up until a gris. The Rajba holds that it matters a gansen. And that's the way the Rabbi Yosi paskins that it matters a gansen. Tachsa b'yurecha, in and of itself, be'etzem, the Rajba says, even l'halacha, we only pass it up until the gris. It only matters up until the gris. Could it matter more? Yeah. How do I know? The Gemara says, ho choshesh es amritlon, by tachsa b'yurecha, there was a tzad, that even more than a gris, it's not going to be coming vaday. And then we have a mokhin to be tailing. That means there is the yecholis be'etzem by tachs b'yurecha. There is such a tzad to be tailored. We're not mistopic lahalacha because it's such a vita tzad. However, when it comes together as svek tzveke, you have two tzadim together, then that could be mekel. How do we know that? Kivager says it on the Rashi. Rashi says if it would be tachs b'yurecha, then we'd have trei tzveke lekulo. Frektiv Kivager, what are you talking about? You said one Rashi beforehand that by Tafsir Yerecha she's Tmeya Nida Vadai, because there's no tzad that it came onto her Yerek from anywhere else, and therefore she's for sure Tmeya. That means it's not a Safik. Then you say, but if it's Badka Be'etchin and Badakla, but Tafsir Yerecha, it's a Svek Tveiko. It's not a Svek Tveiko. You only have the Safik of Badka Be'etchin and Badakla. Tafsir Yerecha, you told me 1 second ago that it's not a Safik. Says Rabbi Eger, it's not a Safik in and of itself, it's not a Safik. To be mitzarefet to another Safik, it is a tzad. When you mitzarefet to another Safik, then it already turns into a Sfek Sfek, and you can be Mekom. The Mela over here, in Echanami, each Safik in and of itself, we're not going to be Mekom more than a Gris, but there is the tzad to be Mekom. The Rashba passes that way, Allah Allah, even though we don't pass in that way, or Bezi passes that way. The Mela, when they both come together, and they turn into a Sfek Sfek, Allah Her, with Matar and Gansin, even if it's more than a Gris. How do we pass in Allah Maitzel? Says the Shach is not so happy. He says, it doesn't say anywhere in Rashi that you're Tahir Lagamri when you have a Svek Sveko. You're right that in Cheshbon we could work out that it should be a Svek Sveko. But Lamaisa, you didn't get this from the Rishonim. For two reasons. First of all, it's Meduik in the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says, where did you find the Dam? Vodka Atma Be'eche in a Badaklo. V'tachs B'yirecha V'charkach Nimtza Alav Dam. You found Dam Alav. Alav means on the Eid. If you would have found it on the Yerech, says the Shach, then you have a Svek Sveko. Did it come from the Yerech? Or did it come from the Eid? Even if it's from the Eid, maybe it came from when it was Ein Abadik, not from the Makar. However, if you found it on the Eid, then where's your Svek Sveka? The Svek Sveka is, did it come from the Eid, or did it come from the Makar? Even if it came from the Makar, you're finished. There's no even if it. You're stuck. Even though theoretically you could say, did it come from the Eid, Bishas that it was not Badik, or did it come afterwards? Even if it came after the time that it was not Baduk, it could be that it didn't come from the Makar, it came from the fact that it was tough to be a Reicha. That Lachur is what the Shach is being mitachas to and saying that that's the Svek Svek Yishenim is Hapech. Because if you start the other way around, if you clear it the proper way, in other words, you start clearing, did it come from the Makar, or did it come from the time that it was, or did it come from the Eid, you don't specifically say the time that it was Ein Baduk. However, it's all really one Shaila. Did it come from the Eid, or did it come from the Makar? Once you start that way, then you don't have two Sfekas. Even though it's Lachur two different times, right? It could have come when it's Ein Abad, it could have come in Tachzir Yerecha, but it's all one Safek. Did it come from the Eid, or come from the Makar? It's like, did it come from 40 minutes ago when it was not Badik? Did it come from 42 minutes ago when it was not Badik? Did it come from 44 minutes ago when it was not Badik? So you have already three Sfekas, four Sfekas. No, Avada, it's all one Safek. Did it come when it's not Badik? So what's the difference when it came? Did it come from the Eid, or did it come from the Makar? The Mela is up there, that's not considered a Svek Sveko. And in a Chanami, if you find it just on the Eid, you have no Svek Sveko, and certainly we're not going to be Matariu more than a Gris. Now, the Teres HaShlamim, like many of the Olam saw, and the Kriti Plesi, there are Chalik Beatzim of both Nekudas. They say that even if you want a Taino, that it's not a Svek Sveko, but it's the whole Pachas Tre Sveki Lekulo. That's the Lashon of Rashi, right? Rashi doesn't say Svek Sveko. Rashi says Tre Sveki Lekulo. Dahainu, you have two tzadim to say where the dam came from. And since you have two distinct tzadim times, it's not 40 minutes ago and 42 minutes ago. It's before the Vedika and after the Vedika. You have two different times that you could be telling the dam. When it was Ein Abadik, when it was Tachzir Yerecha. Mela, I think maybe the lamdus is, if you understand that the reason why Svek Sveka is, there's a kula of Svek Sveka, like the Rashba says, that it's Rav Tzadim Lekula. Dahainu, even in the tzad of the Isser, you still have a tzad of Heter. So Mela, Revi your tzadim are lekula, then over here it's very gishmak also. Revi your tzadim are lekula. The dam could have come at any one of three times. Either when it was Ein Abadik, from the Makar, or from the Tachzir Yerecha. Revi, those tzadim are lekula. But Mela, you're right, it's not a Svek Sveko, but as the Mela of Svek Sveko, because Revi the tzadim are lekula. Lalach the Maisa, they both sign that it is a Svek Sveko. It is a Svek Sveko either because there's a certain way that you have to, the way the Teres HaShlamim says, if you have to clear one of the Svekas first, then in a Chanami, you could turn it into a Svek Sveko. And the way that the Kriyas Yerplesi says, he says that Bechlal, the halachas are different. B'negeata, Eichein Abadak, the kula of Eichein Abadak, matters even mashach, like we said before in the Pashtas. Tafsim Yerecha, only matters Ogol. They have two different dinim. They're two different, they're not just one kula, one tliya. They're two different tliyas because, how do I know they're two different tliyas? Because they have different halachas. Once they have different halachas, then obviously I'm going to reckon them to be two different tliyas, and we'll reckon that to be considered a Svek Sveko. La halacha lemaisa, it's not clear exactly how the place can go. It seems to be machlekes achrenim. The Shulchan Aruch Rav wanted to say that in a Chanami, we only go like the we're only meiko when you find it on the Yerech, like the Shach says, you're the Svek Sveko. And when you find it on the Eid, you're not meiko. That's how Shevet Alevi goes. However, the Badei Shulchan, he went la halacha lemaisa, which is mashma like a crazy placey, and the Teres HaShlamim, And that's the Stimus HaMechaber in the Ramah, L'chor Rav, Nataz, that doesn't say anything over here. Seems that Rav of the Achrenim seem to go, that there is in a Hanami, in this case we go. Say whether or not you found it, for sure, he brings down also, from the Alechem Chamudais and the Levush. Right? That's the Madani Melech, the Alechem Chamudais and the Aterazov, is Levush. They both hold that even when it's found on the Eid, you could be Mekel. That's what he's coming to ask on. So it seems that Rav of the Achrenim are Mekel, L'chor, not like the Shach, we have Shohanah Harabah's Choshesh for it, L'mais, the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Taz, the Shalom, the Kriyasei Place, the Lechem Chamudus, and the Levush, they all go L'kula, that in all cases, even if you find it just in the Eid, it's going to be Tar. Practically, I don't know how Negei it is, because this Manin, we don't have really too many A-chain of Badiks that we could be tail in, and most people are not slapping onto the Yerach afterwards also, therefore, you're not going to have both of these Tzadim. However, there are cases that people leave it out in the open and you have a sudden to be makel afterwards. However, I'll say Ajain Abadikla, that generally we're not gonna have like we mentioned before. Sif Lamed Ches. Ezu Aid Abadik, Kosha Bodkosi Ben Hibin Khaverta Vlainoda Shinechtam by Kesem, Vlavros Bashukshatabachim, Vlavi Tad Masaskim Sam, Hariz Bakeskas Badak. What is a Aid Abadik? So we saw that the Machlaikis Vishainim. The Ramban and Taisis, they understand that Eid HaBadik has to be that you checked it and you didn't put it down from the time that you checked it to the time that you used it. Eid Shein HaBadik law means that you put it down in between and you didn't check it afterwards. Now, this does not mean that if you put it in a safe deposit box after you checked it, that that's key as if you put it down. That's as if you're holding it in your hand the whole time for 20 minutes, that even though you weren't looking at it and you did a bidika, you know that nothing came onto it. If you put it into a muffin, which is hermetically sealed and there's nothing inside of it, then certainly that's ki'ilu as if it was badik the entire time. That's not what they're talking about. It has to be that you put it down somewhere where theoretically there could have been some possibility for dam to get onto it. If there's no possibility, so there's nothing to talk about b'chol. The Rajba's chalik, and he says, no, that which you said, that if you put it down after the bediko into a place where theoretically something could have gotten onto it, he says, makes it ain't a badik, that's not true. Just because you weren't Baidikid, if you were Baidikid and you don't know that anything unique, anything out of the ordinary happened, then for all intents and purposes, that is considered Baidik. That's how L'chur, the Mechaber Paskins, here in Sif Lamed Ches. Ezu Eid HaBadik, Kol Shabbat Kasi Ben Hibin Chaverto, V'lo Yinoida Shenechtam Bay Kesem Leiv Rosh Shukshat HaBachim. You didn't do anything afterwards, you didn't bring it to Shukshat HaBachim. Don't say you have to be Baidik right away. Harez Becheskas Baidik, that's Becheskas Baidik, even though you didn't check it right afterwards, it's Becheskas Baidik. What's the age in a Badik according to the Rajba? According to this? If you were Badikid, so then L'chur is Eid HaBadik. If you weren't Badikid, so then that's L'chur, that doesn't have anything. That's because it's M'luchl. How do you know that anything's on it? The truth is, Sidra Tayro, he clears this in Sifkot and Samach Zayin. He says, Mamanam Shach, according to the Rajba, what's it talking about? What's the age in a Badik? We know that we have three levels of Eidim. We have Eid HaBadik, Eid M'luchl, and Eid HaBadik Vein HaBadik. So Eid HaBadik means that you checked it at one point and you didn't bring it to Shukshat HaBachim. Eid She'ein Meluchluch. Eid Meluchluch is you took it out of the garbage can, you took it out you took it from somewhere in the shuk and you don't know what it was beforehand. What's Eid HaBadik Vein HaBadik? What's Eid Beinoni? If you checked it, it's Badik. If you didn't check it, it's Meluchluch. Zuck there, no. You didn't check it. You didn't check it into the very crazy place it goes. Yutaki did not check it. However, you bought Badim, you took Badim, which are meant for Badikas, and you put them in a safe place, and you never checked them. So you didn't just buy random stuff from anyone in the shuk that it could be there was a nida. You bought material. You bought material which should l'chur be clean. You don't know for sure, and you meant that they should be for Edim. Therefore, it's not b'cheslas maluchluch, because you didn't just buy it from a random person, and you kept it in a pretty tanua place. Therefore, mutzna place. Therefore, it's baduk ve'ina baduk l'mais, you never checked it. Therefore, it's baduk ve'ina baduk. The Shogunar Harav, he says, no, that Bodik Veinu Bodik is that it was checked at one point. Rachel put it, she checked it and she put it inside Mokum Utsma. Leah comes by 2 days later and she takes it out and she does the B'dikah. And she didn't find out whether or not Rachel, after she put it inside, she knew Rachel put it there for the B'dikahs, so she took it, but she forgot to ask Rachel, was she Mavir B'shuk Shad Abacham? Did she take it out since then? Did she do anything with it? Was she Misasaki make some Liyadai? Did she go to get a band-aid in the medicine cabinet next to it because she had a cut on her finger? She didn't ask her if anything happened. Mamela, you're right, you were baidik it, but she doesn't know what happened afterwards. In other words, it could be that the first lady, she's telling without Zachirim, could be that the first lady did something. As opposed to the case of the Ramban. The Ramban is that I'm the one that's in charge, I put it here, no one did anything after it. Says the Rashba, in that case, even though you put it down, that's pashut, that's considered bother. I saw that the Lubushi always wanted to say that the nafkamina between the two, between the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Sidur Torah, whether or not someone who was once Bayi Dikid or not Bayi Dikid, is Eidei B'dika Sheb Zmanenu. I wasn't exactly sure what the Tliya is. L'chura, I don't know, according to the Sidur Torah, that they were never checked, Betzem. If you do B'dika with an aid from a package without looking at it. According to the Sidur Torah, that was never Bayi. According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, according to the Sidur Torah, that you, even if you weren't Baidik, it's Bechezkas Baduk, then it would have a din of Baduk. According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, if you weren't Baidik, so then it doesn't have a din of Eira Baduk. Now, I'm not exactly sure what that means, L'maisa, because L'chur, they checked them before they went into the package. L'chur, they're totally clean, even though I did see, somebody did show me a Eid Badika that had a pen mark on it, as if somebody scribbled on it. However, that's few and far between, and they do have some small lines. Like my wife told me, she says that often you could see, she never found that there's a blue thread that weaves its way through, but very often they have red threads that weave their way through. And you could see it in the weave because it goes in and out and in and out. So they do have things like that. That is common. Very often, that you can usually tell that's what it's the weave. It's not just a piece of lint, red lint. It mamish goes in and out and in and out. But that you see very often on B'dika cloths. However, L'chura, for the most part, they're totally checked beforehand. And like we said, if you check it and you stick it into a package, then according to everybody, L'chura, that would be considered baduk. And even if somebody does a B'dika with one of these, even though I think they're right on the package, but that's why it's in the package, you should check them before you do B'dika. Nevertheless, like fruits and vegetables, everything, even if it's mechazkas nokim yicharakim, you should still check it. So too over here, you should check them all. Nevertheless, even if you did a bedik without it, it would be considered a habodik law, except for the tiny little dots which come on, like we mentioned before. Now, according to the Ramban, just the Maamar Musgar, what does it mean? The Rashba asked L'chura a kushya chazoko on the shittas of Rishenim that hold not this way. He says, if you're going to tell me that any time that somebody puts down, a woman was baidikin, and afterwards they put it down, and it went into a place, and that's already considered inabadik, because it wasn't in their hand the entire time until the badiko, he says, gimel nashim shalav shulchalak achas, how, and you find the testimony, they're all tummy. Why they're all tummy? L'chur, by the time we got to the second lady, it was already much after the first badiko, especially if she put it down in between. But even if she didn't put it down in between, from the time that it was Bodhik to the time it got to the second lady, there was a very long time in between. Not only that, the first lady also, after an hour, after 2 hours, already considered in a Bodhik L'chur. So the Ra'al is Mesiachas to this. Ra'al, he says that when we're talking about a Begid which is being worn the entire time, then the very fact that it's there, it's already Bechezkas Bodhik. It's Bechezkas Bodhik, the very fact that she's wearing it the entire time, she knows where she's going, she knows that she's not being over Mokum of where any dam could come on, that is already considered badik, despite the fact that there's a long amount of time from the time the badik was done until the second lady wore. The last sif lamatef, eina isha tmei mishum kesem shemata bechalukem, ki haya badik lo kredim shalav shasai, avam eina badik kredim shalav shasai, lav shasai blei badiko, mata bechesem, tahira. This is referring to a cholik which is not badik. Up until now we've been talking about an aid which is not badik. Now, we mentioned beforehand that, sorry, with regard to Eidim, sorry, with regard to Begodim, there's three levels of Bedika, of being Baduk. There's Baduk in Gansin, Lagamri, there's Baduk Ve'ena Baduk, Beinani, and then there's Becheskes Meluchloch. The Shaila is, what is this Mechaber talking about? Which two levels is he talking about? He mentions two levels. Eini Shetzmeya, Imkein Haya Baduk, Ve'ena Baduk, and Matzbakasim Teher. So he's referring to two out of the three levels. Which of the two out of the three levels is he referring to? That we saw as L'chur Machlekes Achrenim, between the Bach and the Taz. The Taz understands that this halacha, the halacha of Choluk and Eid, have the exact same halachas. And whatever is going to be the halacha by Eid Shein Abadik, is going to be the halacha by Choluk Shein Abadik. It doesn't have any more kulois. The Mela, what we're talking about over here, is Any shetmei mishum kesem shemata bechaluka mkein hayu badak lochidim shalav shasai is referring to badak ve'ena badak, the middle darga. If it's the middle darga, then she's going to be tamei mishum kesem. Avlam ena badak ve'ena shalav shasai, but if it's kesem maluchluch, then she's going to be tahura lagamri. So we're talking about the second level and the third level. We're not talking about the level where it's totally badak. The second level, badak ve'ena badak, then she's going to be tmeya. However, if it's kesem maluchluch, she's not going to be tamei bechlal. The Bach is chaylik, and the Bach says no way. The halach is of choluk shein abadik, and bedika of aid shein abadik are totally different. And even the things that we're going to be metama by an aid, we're going to be mekel when it comes to a choluk. Memela, what we're talking about over here is the first two levels. The eni shetmei mishum kesem elam kein hayu badik lo means totally badik lo. But if it's badik ve'ein abadik, then even though with regard to an aid bedika by badik ve'ein abadik, we only are metar up until like this. When it comes to a chaluk, then we're going to be metar, even when it's more than a gris. Where is the mokon to be mechalik? So the truth is that it's ready mefurish in the Rishonim. The Rishonim already mechalik. The Beis Yosef over here brings down from the Ravid, Achronim or Ma'ir this, that the Ravid is mechalik, and he says, in a case where you did a bediko, and it was ba'itza mokon, and it's yodayim o'ichichos, he says, l'chero, this is the mokon where the dam is, it's much more chomer, it's much more of a tzad that the dam came from here, then a kesem where you have to say that even if it came from her body, it still came out, and this is where it got on her. You don't know for sure that it came from her. Here, this is mamash and noisem mokim. Yadayim achicha is that the dam is from there, and therefore, it's much more chomer. Even by h in a badik law, we're only going to be matar up until the gris, not more than a gris. By a cholik, which is only shalav kesem, b'chalal is only derabanan, shalav derabanan, bepashtis. Taz wants to be chalik to say that there's no chalik. And therefore, the Bach says, but once it's badik ve'ena badik, we're matar in gantin. Now, be'etzem, how do we pass an halacha l'maitzo? It's a massive naskamino. By every choluk, which is badik ve'ena badik, what's going to be the halacha? You're only tar up until the gris, or you're tar in gantin. So, be'etzem, Rikki ve'eger is matmiya here, that kol divri ataz him tmuim, right? L'chira, it's tamua the taz is pshat, because he understands that this halacha is makaris from the Rashba, like he says. Barashba tzor kosev koloshan hazeh, and he says the machaber came from the Rashba. What does the Rashba hold by a badik ve'ina badik? By aid habadik ve'ina badik. The Rashba holds by aid habadik ve'ina badik, your Torah legamri, like your basic. So how come over here, when it comes to a choluk, which is badik ve'ina badik, you said at the beginning of the Ramah, of the Mechamer, talking about badik ve'ina badik. And she's only tameh if it's badik ve'ina badik. What do you mean? It's badik ve'ina badik, then even by an aid, according to the Rashba, matar more than a gris. For sure, by a choluk. Even if you want to say that they have the same halacha, it's not going to be more chomer than an aid. And by an aid, according to the Rashba, you're Torah in Gansan. Over here, by a choluk, you should be Torah in Gansan. How could he say that's pshat on the Mechamer? Not only that, like we mentioned beforehand, the Ravid says, lehedio, that there's a chilek. He says, what's the chilek between a frekta taz? What's the chilek between an aid and a chalek? Even an aid is not a shalav of the raiso. In a case where you know you didn't have ragasha, which is good for the shalav every time that you do bidikon. Says the Ravid, there is a big chilek between the aid and a chalek. And lalach lamaiso, that's how all the places go, like the Bach, like the chilek of the Bach, the Sidri Tara, and the Kesu Plesi, and the Chavas Das, and the Kiv Eger goes that way. The Shachanar Harav and the Preskis Manenu, they all go lalach lamaiso like this, like the Shita Sabach. There's a chiluk between aid and choluk, and even though by aid we're only going to matter by badik ve'ena badik up until the gris, however by a choluk we'll matter in gansin even more than a gris. Now, what's the story with clothing that comes out of the wash? So the Achronim, the Krisi Place, the Jotara, the Gdele Achronim, they already declared what's going to be if you took something out of the wash and you didn't look at it and you wore it. Is that considered a choluk which is badik or a choluk which is not badik? So, depending on the way that they had laundry in those days, for the most part, bizmanenu, anything which comes out of the laundry certainly is becheskas baduk. And even if the stain didn't come out, you'll be able to tell whether or not the stain was there from beforehand or the stain wasn't there from beforehand. We'll see exactly the halachas of stains makdir magli. This is the halachas in Sif Memvov. Of being able to tell when you see a kesem whether or not it went through the wash or didn't go through the wash. But pashas bizmanenu, anything which came out of the wash is becheskas baduk. Especially, where are ksamim bizmanenu? Most women don't have ksamim anywhere except on undergarments. On undergarments, the no dam l'chari came from anywhere else, you want to say that it's not bodik, because maybe dam could have come onto it. Where would it have come onto? The only time that it could have come onto it is from the last time. It's from a period last time. So either it's on white underwear and it's more than a gris, or it's uncolored and it's the size of her ear. To say that she actually put this on without noticing that there's a huge kesem on it, I think even if you would want to say that lav dafka does a washing machine clean it, certainly a woman would know whether or not there's a kesem on it, and therefore it is considered badik for the most part, for all parts. And certainly lachar with something which is bought from the store. Something which is bought from the store, even though I saw in the Chutshani is Mitzadi that lav dafka was it considered badik if you bought something from the store. So the truth is that often you do find things in the store that have a stain on it. But generally they'll take down the price because there's a stain on it. And if they didn't take down the price, then the Pasha says that it didn't have a stain on it. Sometimes they missed it, v'chulu. But kimdumani, I've seen many scenarios where there have been stains on clothing in the store. I've yet to see a kesem yisem chagris on a beged that's in the store. The mele klapei that, certainly klapei dam, for sure, anything that you buy from the store is becheskes badik in gamsin, and you have no tliya that it's ain't a badik.